This is BBC Radio 4. Now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Tuesday the 3rd of September. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira and South Utsira. The general synopsis at 1800. Low 4th, 1004, expected 250 miles east of Iceland, 997, by 1800 on Tuesday. New low expected Dogger, 1011, by the same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira. Southeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, veering westerly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, thundery at first, fog patches at first. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. 40s, Cromarty, 4th. Cyclonic at first in 40s, otherwise west or northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4. Rain or showers, fog patches in 40s. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor in 40s. Tyne. West becoming variable 2 to 4. Showers. Good. Occasionally moderate. Dogger. West or southwest 3 to 5 becoming cyclonic 2 to 4. Showers perhaps thundery. Fog patches. Moderate or good. Occasionally very poor. Fisher. German Bight. South or southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in Fisher, then becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time. Thundery showers, fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Humber, Thames, Dover. South or southwest 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic 2 to 4 in Humber. Showers, perhaps becoming thundery. Good, occasionally poor. White, Portland. West or southwest, veering northwest later, 3 to 5. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Plymouth, Biscay. West or northwest, 3 to 5. Showers, thundery in southeast Biscay. Moderate or good, occasionally poor in southeast Biscay. Trafalgar. Mainly northerly, 5 to 7, but northwesterly, 3 to 5 in far southeast. Mainly fair. Good. South Fitzroy. Northerly 4 to 6. Showers. Good. North Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet. Westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5. Showers. Good. Occasionally moderate. Irish Sea. Northwest backing southwest for a time 3 to 5. Showers. Good. Occasionally moderate. Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. Southwest 3 to 5 at first in Malin and Hebrides, otherwise west or northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in Rockall and Bailey. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Fairall, Faroes. Cyclonic becoming southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first except in West Faroes, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain, fog patches at first. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. And southeast Iceland. Variable 2 to 4 becoming northerly 4 to 6 in east. Occasional rain, moderate or good. Now we have the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic. West 2. 8 miles, 1011, rising slowly. Stornoway. Southwest 2. Recent drizzle. 16 miles, 1008, falling slowly. Lerwick. Southeast 4, slight rain, 500 metres, 1004, falling. Wick Automatic. Northwest by west 5, slight rain, 3 miles, 1005, now rising. Aberdeen. Northwest by west 4, slight drizzle and rain, 4 miles, 1005, rising slowly. Lookers. West-southwest 3, 27 miles, 1006, rising more slowly. Boomer, southwest by west 3, 35 miles, 1007, rising more slowly. Bridlington, west by south 3, 1009, rising more slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 4, 11 miles, 1012. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, southwest by west 3, 1011, rising slowly. Jersey, west by north 3, 16 miles, 1012, rising slowly. Scilly Automatic, northwest 4, 11 miles, 1,014, rising more slowly. Milford Haven, north by west 3, recent drizzle, 16 miles, 1,012, now falling. Aberporth, north-northwest 4, fog, 7 miles, 1,012, rising slowly. Valley, north-northeast 2, heavy drizzle, 2 miles, 1,012, rising more slowly. Liverpool Crosby, northwest by north 4, mist, 4 miles, 1,011, rising slowly. Valentia, west by south 2, slight showers, 4 miles, 1,015, now falling. Ronald's Way, west-northwest 2, 1,011, now falling. Malinhead, west by south 3, 9 miles, 1,012, now falling. And Machrahanish Automatic, northwest by west 4, 19 miles, 1,011, now falling. Here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Monday the 2nd of September. The general situation: a developing area of low pressure over England will move away slowly northeastwards during the course of Tuesday, leaving a mainly west to northwesterly airflow across the United Kingdom. The associated weather will be changeable, with most places having either showers or outbreaks of rain. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. West or northwest 4 to 6, backing southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first near Orkney. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. West or southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then becoming west or northwest later. Rain at first in north and showers later, otherwise fair. Good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West or southwest 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then occasionally 4 again later. Showers. Good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. West or northwest 2 or 3, becoming variable 3 or less, then west 3 or 4 later. Showers, becoming fair later. Good, occasionally poor at first. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southwesterly 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, then westerly or northwesterly 3 or 4 later. Showers, perhaps thundery for a time. Good, occasionally moderate. North Foreland to Selsey-Bill. Southwesterly 2 or 3, increasing 4 or 5, veering westerly or northwesterly 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain or drizzle, then showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Selsey-Bill to Lyme Regis. Southwest 2 to 4, veering west or northwest 3 to 5. Occasional drizzle, then showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West or northwest 3 to 5. Occasional drizzle, then showers. Good, occasionally poor at first. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West or northwest 3 to 5. Occasional drizzle, then showers. Moderate or poor, becoming good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. North 3 or 4, backing west or southwest 2 to 4, veering northwest 4 or 5 later. Occasional drizzle, then showers. Good, occasionally poor at first. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Northwest 3 to 5, backing west or southwest 2 to 4 for a time. Showers. Good, occasionally moderate. Isle of Man. Northwest backing west or southwest 3 or 4, veering northwest 4 or 5 later. Showers. Good. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. West or northwest backing southwest for a time, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Mainly fair, then showers. Good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Westerly or northwesterly, backing southwesterly for a time, 3 or 4, occasionally 2 at first and 5 later. Mainly fair, then showers. Good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. west or northwest, backing southwest for a time, 3 or 4, occasionally 2 at first and 5 later. Fair, then rain or showers. Good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. West 3 to 5, backing southwest 4 to 6 for a time at first, becoming variable, mainly northwest 2 to 4 later. Fair, then rain or showers. Good, occasionally poor. And Shetland Isles. Southeast 3 to 5, veering west 5 or 6, then backing southwest 4 or 5, becoming variable 3 later. Rain and fog patches, then becoming mainly fair. Moderate or poor, occasionally very poor at first, becoming good. And that completes the shipping bulletin, and indeed brings us to the end of our schedule of programmes. As always, we'll be switching over to the BBC World Service here on this frequency until Radio 4 opens up again at 5:20. Thanks for listening. This is Ron Brown at Broadcasting House in London. From me, Neil Newness in the newsroom, and the team, do have a calm and peaceful night. Good night.
It's midnight GMT. Hello, I'm Rahul Tandon, and this is Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. Today we're connecting those time zones, and we're live in Australia and the United States. Coming up, as Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have held their first joint campaign event, we're looking at US campaign finance. Why do so many people in the US want to donate? We hear from a Republican donor.
It's far from certain that Trump is going to win. I hope he does, but he may not. And if he doesn't, then it's critical that the Republicans retake the Senate.
And we're going to find out why an Israeli businessman is encouraging his staff to go on strike.
I'm very active in protest. I was out protesting last night till well past midnight. We're out protesting tonight. We'll continue protesting for a long time, I presume, until it works.
That's Business Matters here on the BBC. First, though, let's get the very latest BBC news.
Hello, I'm Govinda Gill with the BBC News. There's mounting domestic and international pressure on the Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, following the killing of 6 hostages by their Hamas guards. He's asked for forgiveness for failing to rescue them, but will not make concessions. That's provoked a further night of protest by Israelis who want a ceasefire agreement to secure the release of the remaining hostages. This protester in Tel Aviv, Etayet Sela, launched a scathing attack on Mr. Netanyahu.
The government of Israel is a threat to the world peace. It's a dictatorship run by one-man show. He doesn't care about the hostages. And I got 2 sons, soldiers, fighting in Gaza. And I know what it's about. Okay? So that's why I'm coming here. First, to save the hostages, and second, to save the state of Israel.
The Israeli government says it's disappointed by Britain's decision to suspend some arms exports to Israel. The British Foreign Secretary David Lammy said there was a clear risk the equipment might be used in serious violations of international humanitarian law, but insisted the move did not amount to an arms embargo. His Israeli counterpart said the only beneficiaries would be Hamas and Iran. Venezuela has described the seizure by the US of a plane used by President Nicolas Maduro as an act of piracy. Washington says the $13 million Dassault Falcon 900 aircraft was illegally acquired through a shell company and smuggled out of the US. It's been seized in the Dominican Republic and was transferred to Florida early on Monday. Anthony Salisbury is in charge of Homeland Security Investigations in Miami.
We've seized a Venezuelan-owned aircraft predominantly used by Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro in violation of U.S. sanctions and other matters that we're looking at into the aircraft.